This is an executive summary of Wright Taxation, How Wright Dividends Are Taxed, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Wright dividends carry a tax profile unlike that of ordinary stock dividends, and understanding it is essential to keeping more of what your Wrights distribute. Because a Wright generally pays no corporate-level tax, in exchange for distributing most of its income, most of a Wright's dividend is taxed to you at your ordinary income rates rather than the lower qualified dividend rates. But the full picture is more nuanced. Your Wright distributions, reported on Form 1099 DIV, are broken into several components: ordinary, non-qualified, dividends, qualified dividends, capital gain distributions, and return of capital, each with its own tax treatment. On top of that, the 20% Section 199A, QBI, deduction can reduce the tax on the ordinary Wright dividend portion, and where you hold your Wrights, taxable versus retirement accounts, significantly affects your after-tax outcome. This guide explains how Wright dividends are classified, the difference between ordinary and qualified dividends, return of capital treatment, the 20% QBI deduction, and where Wrights fit best. This is educational information, not tax advice. Coordinate with your CPA and verify current rules. The way these distributions are taxed flows directly from how the vehicle itself is built, which are primer on Wrights and the 721 exchange lays out in full. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.